here's a story from The World.
Brooklyn Nets fans are wringing their hands right now. Their team got obliterated on the NBA's opening night last night, partly because one of their stars, Kyrie Irving, can't play. The superstar is not vaccinated for COVID. Irving's absence raises a question. What exactly can sports organizations do when their athletes refuse to get the jab? The English Premier League is struggling with this problem right now, big time, with its soccer players. The World's Orla Barry has our story from London.
Callum Robinson plays forward with English club West Brom. He's contracted COVID-19 not once, but twice. And when asked at a recent press conference about getting the vaccine, he was honest.
My choice at this moment in time, I haven't been vaccinated.
Robinson told reporters it's a personal decision.
Everyone has their choice and what they want to do. I wouldn't force it on people to do it or not. It's your choice. It's your body.
So where does this kind of scepticism come from? Well, the dressing room might be one place.
I've been in quite a few professional football dressing rooms from the Premier League down. You know, football dressing rooms are a gossipy village, basically.
Kevin Hunter-Day co-hosts a popular sports podcast called The Price of Football. In September, the Premier League released figures showing that in a majority of their top clubs, less than half the players had been vaccinated. Hunter-Day has a number of theories about it.
You'll have some players who think that they're young and therefore invulnerable. Basically, no matter how much footballers are earning, it's a very small world, football. And there will always be somebody who says, oh, did you hear about so-and-so at another club who had a vaccination and his arm fell off? Dressing rooms are very hierarchical as well, so it only takes one or two strong characters who are anti-vax to spread rumours.
Some Premier League clubs claim that all of their players are fully vaxxed, like Liverpool. Club manager Jurgen Klopp says he didn't force his players to get the jab, and he can't understand footballers who refuse it.
I take the vaccination to protect all the people around me. And I don't understand where that is a limitation of freedom. Because if it is, then not being allowed to drink and drive is a limitation of freedom as well.
Gareth Southgate, manager of the England national football team, even made a video encouraging young people to get the shot.
Hi, Gareth Southgate here. Just firstly wanted to say thank you for the support you gave the team this summer. But also to say, look, how important it is if you haven't had your vaccine yet to go and get it done.
Although Southgate admitted recently that the video has brought him all kinds of grief, even more abuse than when England lost to Italy in the European Cup final earlier this year. In the US, professional athletes can be forced to miss games and get docked pay if they refuse to be vaccinated.
Nets have decided to not allow Kyrie Irving to practice or play with them until he complies with New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Coach Steve Nash called it a, quote, difficult but, quote, sound decision.
But in the UK, sports bodies have been reluctant to take much action. Premier League footballers who are not vaccinated have been told they'll be barred from playing World Cup qualifying games in so-called red list countries. Those are the countries deemed high risk for COVID. Football pundits like Kevin Hunter-Day aren't convinced these sorts of bans will actually happen.
Clubs aren't going to risk a Champions League game being called off because it will cost them a lot of money. So clubs will do everything they can to persuade each other that their players are safe and that they followed the regulations, the guidelines.
But just threatening footballers with a match ban might be having an effect. Last night, the Premier League said almost 70% of its players have now been fully jabbed. That's a huge hike in just a few weeks. What England's football authorities will do about vaccine-hesitant athletes, like Callum Robinson, though, is still up in the air. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.
From PRX.